بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد we continue our discussion about the lofty and noble and beautiful manners and etiquettes of Al-Islam Al-Adab Al-Shar'iyya the legislative upright and noble manners that have come in the Al-Qur'an and As-Sunnah that have come in Al-Qur'an and As-Sunnah and displayed in the actions and conduct and manners of our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have seen from that being kind and nice to the neighbor is from the noble and good manners. And that being kind and nice to the neighbor and not harming them is from the perfection of faith and the completeness of that iman and believing in Allah truly and in the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last day. We continue reading and al-Imam al-Bukhari, he says now, Babu yabda'u bil-jar. Babu yabda'u bil-jar. The chapter with regards to starting first with the neighbor. Meaning, if somebody has some good to do and he wants to give some charity or be nice to somebody, where should he start? Let him start with his neighbor. And from the benefits of this chapter here, we will see the clarification that the right of the neighbor is not limited to the Muslim neighbor, but rather even to a neighbor who is a non-Muslim. And we have a narration. The narration of Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhuma. Annahu dhubihat lahu shatun faja'ala yakulu li ghulamihi ahdayta rijalina al-yahudi. That there was a sheep that was slaughtered amongst his family. Meaning they slaughtered it so they could have some meat to eat. And then he started saying, after he seen this, he seen to his young servant boy, he said, did you give a gift to our Jewish neighbor? Meaning from this sheep. And he said, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولَ I heard the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, مَا زَالَ جِبْرِيلُ يُوسِينِي بِالْجَارِ حَتَّى ظَنَنْتُ أَنَّهُ سَيُوَرِّثُهُ He said, Verily I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that Jibreel, he kept ordering me and commanding me and reminding me to be nice to the neighbor until I thought that he's going to make him from those who inherit. So we see that the neighbor, he has a right, even if he is a non-Muslim, he has the right that one will be kind to him and nice to him, and that one will not harm him. After this, Al-Imam al-Bukhari, he has another chapter, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and he says, Babu yuhdi ila akrabihim baba. Babu yuhdi ila akrabihim baba. The chapter with regards to the fact that you should give the gift to the one who is closest to your door. In the previous chapter, we have a question, who should we start with? And what about if our neighbors are non-Muslim? And who should we start with if we want to be nice and be good to somebody outside of our home? And what if our neighbors are non-Muslim? You say, well, you start with your neighbor, even if he's a non-Muslim. Then if somebody in this chapter were to ask, and they were to say, who should I start with now? I have neighbors on both sides. And I have neighbors in my neighborhood. They're all considered my neighbors. Which one should I start with? Al-Bukhari, he says, Babu yuhdi ila akrabihim baba. The chapter that you should start with, the one who is closest to your door. He mentioned a narration, rahimahullah, to Aisha radiallahu anha. She says, Qultu ya Rasulullah. I said, O Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna li jarayni, fa ila ayhima uhdi. She said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily I have two neighbors. Which one should I give a gift to? Meaning in a situation where you only have enough to give a gift to one person. She says, I have two jars. I have two neighbors. which one should I give it to if I only have enough to give one? قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى أقربهم منك بابا. You should give it to the one who is closest to your door. Meaning closest to your home. Meaning the one who is nearest to you. The one who is nearest to you. The people of knowledge, they mention that Allah knows best. But the reason for this is because the one who is very, very close, and the one who is closer than the rest of them, then you see him more often. And you mix with him more often. So therefore, he has more right. Because he deals with you and sees you. And likewise, he's more aware of the items that you have, or the good that you have and the blessing that you have. As for the neighbors who are further away, they do not see what comes and goes into the house. As for the neighbor who's close to you, maybe he sees you bring in lots of groceries and lots of food and lots of good things and lots of nice things and going to the store and unloading the car and all these good things. The neighbor who's very close to you, he sees all of this. So therefore, if you want to give a gift to somebody, the one who deserves it most is the one who is nearest to you, the one that you mix with the most, and the one who is aware of the good that you have. And he's aware of the good that you have. After this, Al-Bukhari, he mentioned another chapter, rahimahullah ta'ala, and he says, Babu al-adana fal-adana min al-jiran. Babu al-adana fal-adana min al-jiran. And now he says the chapter with regards to clarifying the neighbors that are closest and closest. Any meaning that you have concern and care, and you're nice to the neighbors, the closer and the closer. And in this chapter, there's a clarification of another question. Who is considered a neighbor? Who is considered a neighbor? Is he only the one on your side, on your right side, or only on your left side? Or are others besides those two people considered your neighbor as well? Al-Bukhari in this chapter, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned a chain of narration to Al-Hasan. Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and he is from the Tabi'een. He is from the students of the companions, and he died in the year 110. أَنُّهُ سُئِلَ عَنِ الْجَارِ And he was asked about the neighbor. Al-Hasan al-Basri, he was asked about the neighbor. So this is a fatwa from the Tabi'een. This is a fatwa from the Tabi'een, specifically from Al-Hasan al-Basri, his understanding of the affair of the Jar. So we have a fatwa now from Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullahu ta'ala, clarifying which one is considered a neighbor. So he says, أربعين دارا أمامه وأربعين خلفه وأربعين عن يمينه وأربعين عن يساره. He said, he was asked about the neighbor. Who is a neighbor? So he said, Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said, 40 homes in front of him, and 40 homes behind him, and 40 homes on his right, and 40 homes on his left. They're all considered neighbors, meaning those who live in your neighborhood. And you have a neighborhood. That's what it's called, a neighborhood. So they're all your neighbors. And they all have a right upon you. So you should not harm anybody in your neighborhood. Especially not those who are closer and closer and closer. So we wouldn't consider the people at the end of the block to be not our neighbors so we can throw our trash in their yard. We wouldn't consider the people at the end of the block to not be our neighbors because they're further away from us. So we'll throw our trash in their yard. Or we'll park on our cars down there. Or we will be rude to them. If we see them, we'll be mean to them. Nah, we will be nice to them likewise because they also have a right. They live in our neighborhood, so they're our neighbors. They live in our neighborhood, so they're our neighbors. So we see now that the neighbor is the one who is in your neighborhood, the one who lives around you. All of them are your neighbors. Those in front of you and those behind you. Those in front of you and those behind you and those beside you. Those are all your neighbors. Even if they're a distance away, even if they're a number of houses away, they still have a right from you that you do not harm him. They still have a right from you that you do not harm them. And they still have a right from you that you be nice to them and kind to them. And if you see them, or if they see you, they're not afraid from you that you're going to harm them. That you're going to harm them. So this is the affair here. And this is from the beauty of Al-Islam. That Al-Islam, it commands the believers to be nice and to be kind to all of the people. The Muslims and the non-Muslims. And the relatives and the non-relatives. And the neighbors and the non-neighbors. And those who are close and those who are farther away. It's not allowed in Islam to oppress anybody. After this, Al-Bukhari, he says, Rahimahullahu ta'ala, Babu man aghlaqa al-baba ala al-jar. Babu man aghlaqa al-baba ala al-jar. The chapter with regards to the one who shut his door in front of his neighbor. The chapter with regards to the one who shut his door in front of his neighbor. And Al-Bukhari, Rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned a chain of narration to Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, and he said, لَقَدْ أَتَى عَلَيْنَا زَمَانٌ أَوْ حِينٌ مَا وَمَا أَحَدٌ أَحَقُّ بِدِنَارِهِ وَدِرْهَمِهِ مِنْ أَخِيهِ الْمُسْلِمِ. He said, Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, that there was a time that came to us, meaning that we were alive, and during that time, before it used to be the fact that no one would have more right to our dinar or our dirham except for our brother Muslim. And that we used to live in a time when no one had a greater right to us, and we did not feel like that anyone had a greater right to our own wealth and our own money than our brother Muslim. And he says, ثُمَّ الْآنَ أَدِنَارُ وَدِرْهَمُ وَحَبُوا إِلَىٰ أَحَدِنَا مِنْ أَخِيهِ الْمُسْلِمِ. But now it's come to the fact that one's dinar and dirham, meaning one's money and his wealth, is more beloved to him even than his Muslim brother. Meaning in the early times of Al-Islam, whenever the faith was strong, the companions, they loved each other so much more than they loved their wealth. And they loved the brotherhood and the friendship that they had upon faith more than they loved their wealth. And they would give up their wealth in a moment for their brother. And they seen that right upon their brother. And they loved their brother more than they loved the dunya. And because the love was for the sake of Allah. And they loved their brother more than they loved their wealth and their property, because that love was for the sake of Allah. But unfortunately now times have changed. He mentioned, radiyallahu anhu, and now the people, they love their wealth more than they love their brother. If this is the case in the time of Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, then how about in our time? This is bad. And this is the case for a number of people, but not for everybody. There will always be people who are righteous and upright, showing preference to the love of Allah and the love of that which Allah loves over everything else. But in the end days, there will be few. May Allah make us from those who are sincere and truthful in their faith and their love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After this now, he's mentioning. He says, radiyallahu anhu, Sami'tu Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yaqul. I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, كَمْ مِنْ جَارٍ مُتَعَلِّقٍ بِجَارِهِ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ يَقُولُ يَا رَبِّ هَذَا أَغْلَقَ بَابُهُ دُونِي فَمَنَعَ مَعْرُوفَهُ. He said that he heard the Prophet ﷺ saying that there will be a lot of people, a lot of neighbors will come on the day of resurrection and they're holding on to their neighbor. A lot of neighbors will come on the day of resurrection and they're holding on to their neighbor and they're saying, oh my Lord, this man, he shut his door in front of my face and he did not help me and he prohibited helping me. He did not help me. Meaning that this right is going to be questioned and a person will be held accountable on the day of resurrection. Just like on the day of resurrection, whenever the one who cheated or oppressed or lied, he will come and he will take that person who cheated him or lied to him or oppressed him to account with in front of Allah Azza wa Jal. And there will be justice. Likewise, the one who oppressed his neighbor and the one who forbade the neighbor his right. And this is an indication, yani meaning that he shut his door in front of his neighbor, meaning that his neighbor is in need of help. And his neighbor is coming to him and asking him for help. And he's aware of that. And he turned his back on him and did not help him. And this is not nice. If the neighbor comes, he will not run inside and slam his door in his face. And the neighbor comes and asks for help, he will not turn his back on him. Rather, he will help him if he can. If it's something that is allowed and permissible in Al-Islam. If it is something that is allowed and permissible in Al-Islam. After this, Al-Bukhari, he has another chapter, rahimahullahu ta'ala, Babu la yashba'u duna jarihi. Babu la yashba'u duna jarihi. The chapter that a person, he will not be full. He will not eat and get full without his neighbor. Okay. He mentioned a chain of narration, rahimahullahu ta'ala, this time to Ibn Az-Zubayr. What's his name? Ibn Az-Zubayr. Abdullah ibn Az-Zubayr, radiyallahu anhuma. He said, سَمِعْتُ النَّبِيَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولْ. I heard the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, لَيْسَ الْمُؤْمِنُ أَلَّذِي يَشْبَعُ وَجَارُهُ جَائِعٌ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, a believer is not the one who gets full and eats a lot of food and gets full while his neighbor is hungry. Laysa al-mu'min, he's not a believer, meaning he's not a complete believer, meaning he doesn't have strong faith, meaning his faith is weak, meaning the one who does this,
He's sinning. He's sinning. It's not allowed for a believer to have food and to have all of his needs met and to have wealth and to eat and to get full. And he knows that his neighbor is hungry. And he knows that his neighbor is poor and starving and does not have the means to fill his belly. This is not nice. And likewise, if he knows that his neighbor does not have the sufficient needs to clothe himself, likewise, the neighbor who has wealth and he has more than he needs for him and his family, he should provide for them. He should feed them along with him, and he should give them clothing and the likes like this. And this is from the beauty of Al-Islam. And this is from the beauty of Al-Islam and the completeness of faith. That if somebody lives with someone and he knows that they are in need and his neighbor is needy and is starving and does not have the food to feed himself and his family, they should feed him. They should feed him. And likewise, if they do not have clothing, then they should clothe them. Then they should clothe them. And this is from the beauty of Al-Islam. And this is from the beauty of Al-Islam. And after this, clarifying even more details. Al-Bukhari, he mentioned, رحمه ta'ala, بَابٌ يُكْفِرُ مَاءَ الْمَرَقِ فَيَقْسِمُ فِي الْجِيرَانِ. The chapter with regards to the fact that one should put a lot of water in his sauce. In his sauce. The maraq is the soup and the sauce that whenever somebody cooks food, if they cook the chicken and they cook the beef and they cook the lamb and the goat and the likes like this, they cook it in water. And that soupy water, that's called maraq. It's the sauce. And this is the chapter of putting a lot of water in your sauce. And then you can divide it amongst the neighbors. You can divide it amongst the neighbors. So Al-Bukhari, he mentioned a chain of narration, this time to Abi Dharr radiallahu anhu. He said, قَالَ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The Prophet, he said, صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَا أَبَا ذَرَّ. Oh, أَبَا ذَرَّ. إِذَا طَبَخْتَ مَرَقَةً فَأَكْثِرْ مَأَ الْمَرَقَ. That if you cook some maraqa is the soupy gravy, sauce that comes with the food. If you cook this type of food, then put a lot of water in your gravy. Then put a lot of water in your gravy. وَتَعَاهَ جِرَانِكَ. And check for your neighbors. أَوْ اِقْسِمْ فِي جِرَانِكَ. Or divide it up amongst your neighbors. Meaning that if you have some food, then you're cooking some food, make a little bit extra for your neighbors. Make a little bit extra for your neighbors and give it to them as a charity and as a gift and being kind to the neighbors. So this is a good way. A believer, he remembers those around him and he's not selfish and greedy and thinking about himself all of the time. And thinking about himself all of the time. After this, Al-Bukhari, he says, Rahimahullahu ta'ala, Babu Khayri al-Jiran. Babu Khayri al-Jiran. The chapter clarifying the best of the neighbors. The best of the neighbors. He mentioned another chain of narration. Rahimahullahu ta'ala, this time to Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu anhuma, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, خير الأصحاب عند الله تعالى خيرهم لصاحبه وخير الجيران عند الله تعالى خيرهم لجاره. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of the companions with Allah is the one who is best to his companion. The best of the companions, I mean the best of the friends, all the people who have friends and the people who have companions, those who are considered the best of those people with Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who is the best and the nicest to his companion and to his friend. And the best of all the neighbors with Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who is nicest and best to his neighbor. So Allah, He loves whenever you're nice to your companion. And He loves it whenever you're nice to your friend. And if you're nice to your friend, then you will have a reward from Allah. So therefore, a believer who be nice to his friend and to his companion in his job or his companion in his work or his companion in his school or his companion when he's seeking knowledge or his companion whenever he's playing or his companion like his spouse and whatever companion or friendship and relationship that they have, the best of those are the ones who are best to their companion and their friend. And likewise, the neighbors. The best neighbor is the one who's best to his neighbor. And the best neighbor with Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who was best to his neighbor. After this, Al-Bukhari, he has another chapter and he says, Rahimahullahu ta'ala, Babu al-Jari al-Salih. Babu al-Jari al-Salih. The chapter with regards to the clarification of the righteous neighbor.
the righteous and the good and the nice neighbor. With another chain of narration, Al-Imam al-Bukhari, he mentions to Nafi ibn Abd al-Harith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من سعادة المرء المسلم, from the happiness of a Muslim person, from the happiness or the means of happiness for a Muslim person, المسكن الواسع, that he has a spacious home, والجار الصالح, and that he has a nice and a good neighbor, والمركب الهني, and that he has a relaxing and good vehicle to ride in, and a relaxing and a good vehicle to ride in. And these are from the means of happiness for a Muslim in this life, that he will have a spacious home, that he will have a house that's suitable and spacious and nice for him and his family. And along with that home, he will have a neighbor that's nice, that's not mean to him. And along with that, he will have a vehicle that's beneficial and suitable and easy to ride in and comfortable. All of this is from the good affairs of the dunya. All of this is from the good affairs of the dunya. And I have additional narration that's similar to this one here. And it's narrated by Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Arba'un min as-sa'ada. Four things are from happiness and goodness, meaning in this life. Four things from as-sa'ada, being happy and having goodness and smiling and laughing and being pleased. Four things in this life. The first one, al-mar'atu saliha, a righteous woman. If a man, he has a righteous woman, this is from the means of happiness and the means of joy and bliss in this life and the means of pleasure, that he will have a righteous wife, that he will have a righteous woman. So therefore, from the means of happiness for a man is that he has a righteous woman. So how about the happiness that that woman will have herself if she's the means of happiness for another person? Imagine how much happiness and joy she would have herself. If Allah had made her a means for the joy of others, then she must have much joy herself. Do you understand that? So therefore, the young women should strive to be righteous. And that is by learning the religion of Al-Islam and the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the way of the companions and the righteous and the pious of the Muslims, and learning their deen and their creed and their belief and their manners and their conduct, and holding fast to that. From the means of happiness in this life, al-mar'atu saliha. The second affair, al-maskan al-wasi', to have a spacious home. And according to every individual, some people have a bigger family, they have to have a more spacious home. And some people have a smaller family, and a smaller home would be considered spacious for them. So everyone accordingly. But to have enough suitable space where a believer can worship Allah and take care of his affairs and go home safely and have peace and security in his home, this is from the means of happiness in this life. And it's a favor and blessing from Allah. After this, the third affair, al-jaru as-salih, and likewise a righteous neighbor, meaning a kind neighbor. So even if the neighbor is not Muslim, but he's nice and he's kind and he doesn't harm you, this is a blessing. And if the neighbor is a Muslim and he is a righteous Muslim and he's nice and he's kind, likewise, this is even better. But to have a neighbor that does not harm you and does not be rude to you and mean to you, this is a blessing from Allah. Likewise, and the fourth affair, al-markabu al-hani, and that is to have a nice and a beneficial vehicle, a nice and a beneficial vehicle. The one who has one of these affairs or all of these affairs, this is a great blessing from Allah. This is a great blessing from Allah. To have a righteous woman in the home to take care of you and to help you and to be a companion with you and to help you raise your family. This is a great, great, great blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you have a spacious home, a home that is suitable for you and your family, that is good, and you have your needs met in your house, alhamdulillah, and you're safe and there's peace and security in your home, this is such a great, great blessing from Allah. You should thank Him and praise Him. And if your neighbor is nice and he's not mean, and he does not harm you, then this is likewise such a great, great blessing, and you should thank Allah and you should praise Him. And also, if you have a decent vehicle that you are able to go about and you're able to ride and you're able to take care of your business and to go here and there, to go into the masjid and the likes like this, and to go to the market and take care of your business whenever you need to go out into the world, and it's comfortable and easy to ride in, and it's beneficial every time you go there and you get in it and it works, alhamdulillah, and it's not a problem. This is such a great blessing from Allah. This is such a great blessing from Allah. After this, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, وَأَرْبَعٌ مِنَ الشَّقَاءِ, and four affairs there are from misery. So these four affairs, they're from happiness, but also there are four other affairs that are from misery. Misery meaning is like bad and not nice, unhappiness. He's miserable, he's not happy, he's sad, and the likes. Four affairs from that. And he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, الْجَارُ السُّوءُ. الْجَارُ السُّوءُ, to have a bad neighbor. To have a bad neighbor. To have a bad neighbor, this can make somebody really, really unhappy. Maybe somebody who have like a super nice house, the house is really big, and the house is really beautiful and really expensive, but his neighbor is really mean and rude. And his neighbor harms him with music and with noises and with his cars and with his vehicles and with his animals and with this one and that one, with his tongue, with his lips, like just so rude, his neighbor makes his beautiful house miserable. You know what the Arab, they used to say about that home? If you want to move into a new home, they say, Al-jaru qabla ad-dar. Al-jaru qabla ad-dar. What does that mean? Al-jar means the neighbor. Qabl means before. Ad-dar means abayt, the home. And before you pick the home, you have to pick the neighbor. So don't go home. Don't go looking for a new home and not look at the neighbors. Rather, you have to look at the new home, but at the same time, look at the neighbors. So if you find a nice place, a home that's suitable, that you can afford, you want to move there, check the neighbors before you move there. Because if you get there and you have bad and foul neighbors, this is going to be a major problem. A major problem. So therefore, you will look at the neighbor before you even check out the home. So you look at the neighbors first and then the home. In this manner, because if you have a bad neighbor, this is from the means of misery and unhappiness and a bad way. The second affair, from the affairs of a shaqa, being miserable and unhappy and sad, al-mar'atu su', a evil and bad woman, a woman with a loose tongue, and a woman who's evil and mean, the one who's yelling and striking at people and talking bad to them all the time, and is rude and not nice. This is such a bad, this is something that makes a person miserable, and he will come to his home and he will be at work all day long and he will be taking care of business, and then he will come home and want to find peace, and all he finds is a rude and miserable and mean and evil, foul-mouthed woman who is ungrateful. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ, no doubt this is from the means of misery, from the means of misery. نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. وَالْمَرْكَبْ السُّوءُ, and also having a bad and evil, having a bad and no good car, vehicle, markab. And markab, literally, it means something that you ride on. Here in our days, we call a markab a vehicle. But in the time of the Prophet, of course, they didn't have vehicles. They're riding on animals. But for us today, we ride in vehicles. So in their days, some of the animals, they're good to ride on, and they're nice, and they're beneficial, and they will listen to you, and you can benefit from them and ride easily. And other ones, they don't like to be ridden on. And other ones, they're not nice, and they're mean, and they don't do what you ask them to do, and they're not beneficial. Likewise, today in our days, we have some vehicles that are very nice and comfortable. When you get in them, it's peaceful, and you ride smoothly. And other vehicles, they make lots of noise and smoke whenever you go down the road, and the air conditioner doesn't work, and the heater is broken, and it's cold in the wintertime and hot in the summertime, and sometimes it starts and sometimes it does not start. And I know people like that. Whenever I was young, they are not able to put the key in the car and start it. Rather, they have to go open the hood and they have to like turn something underneath the engine and get it to start, and then click it, and then it will start, and then he'll shut the hood, and then he'll start driving every time. Could you imagine that? Or every time you start the car up, it starts, and then it stops. And then you have to, and then whenever it starts, all the smoke comes out of the back. And then this makes things really tough. You just want to go to the masjid and the car doesn't want to work for you. Or you just want to go to get some groceries. You need to get some groceries and the car doesn't want to work for you. So this is something that makes life a little bit hard. A little bit hard and difficult. If somebody's tried with that, then he will seek the help of Allah and the aid of Allah, and he'll be patient. Also, from the means of unhappiness in this life, al-maskanu al-dayyiqa, to have a really small house, a really, really little bitty house, a really little bitty house.
Like, his maybe he's got a big family and his house is like real little. Like, every time you go somewhere, you're looking at somebody else. you go in the other room, you want to go in the other room and get away from everybody, and you turn around and they're all right there. you would turn around here, you look there, there's your sister. You look there, there's your brother. You look there, there's your mom. Then you turn around and you want to go into the other room and there's your dad. And then you turn around to go to the other room and there's your brother. Everybody's stuck together. The house is so little. The house is so little. So these are from the means of misery. So if a believer is tried with one of these affairs, he will seek the refuge of Allah, and he will seek protection from Allah, and he will seek forgiveness from Allah, and he will take the means to get out of that. But from the ways of happiness and goodness in this life is to have a righteous woman. May Allah make our women righteous. And to have a spacious home. May Allah give us a spacious home in this life and the hereafter. And to have good neighbors. May Allah give us good neighbors and protect us from having bad and foul neighbors. And may Allah make us good neighbors for our neighbors. And also to have a good vehicle to ride and to take care of your needs. May Allah provide for us all of these affairs and keep us safe from that which is contrary. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.